through its annual presenting season, Cincinnati Arts Association is committed to serving diverse audiences with an eclectic mix of entertainment from around the world designed to enrich the community. Live performances on stage at the Aronoff, visual art at the Weston Art Gallery, and educational outreach are just three of the ways CAA impacts our community. Good evening for WVXU around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal, and visiting today is Van Ackerman, Marketing and PR Director of Cincinnati Arts Association. Van, welcome.
Thank you, Elaine. It's great to be here again.
Thanks for stopping by. It's such a busy time of the year for your planning.
It is. There's so much going on at the Aronoff Center next year, and we just announced five new shows that we're presenting through Cincinnati Arts Association that we're very excited about.
Well, let's get to it. The first show is September 20th. It's Henry Rollins' Travel Slideshow Tour, making a stop at the Aronoff. He's a really busy guy, Henry Rollins.
He is a renaissance man. He does everything. He's an actor. He's a musician. He's known to a lot of people for his punk rock band from back in the 80s.
Black Flag.
He does spoken word. He does radio programs. He does television. He does just about everything. Now, he's taking his show on the road and coming to the ballroom with a travel slideshow that he's putting out on tour. He's also known for traveling a lot around the world and traveling places that most of us really don't go to. So he's bringing a lot of his slides there for a very intimate evening in the ballroom, really talking about his adventures in only the way that Henry Rollins can do. So Henry can be very edgy sometimes. He can be political. You never know what he's going to say. It's going to be different every night he does this show. But we can guarantee it will be entertaining and it will be incredibly interesting.
It's Henry Rollins on September 20th. And it is a sort of a talk with photographs. It's not a concert.
Exactly. It is, he calls it a slideshow tour. So it is a very visual show, but it's also a chance to hear him tell a lot of stories. And he's a wonderful storyteller.
Well, next up at the end of September, it's the Cat and Nat Show. So maybe everyone in the world but me knew this. Who are Cat and Nat?
I don't think everyone in the world knows because Cat and Nat have not been popular for a long time, but they're very popular now with moms. They are two moms from Toronto who about 2 or 3 years ago started doing parties for all their mom friends. The parties got so big, they actually took it online and started this Facebook show that they do, which took off viral. They have millions of fans now. They do a show every day from their car talking about what they call hashtag mom truths. It's those things that all moms go through. Sometimes moms feel bad about, but they say, don't feel bad about it. We all go through it. Let's just have fun with it. So they're going out on the road. They're bringing the tour to Music Hall at the ballroom once again. And it's, from what I hear, it's a big old party. It's them talking to the audience, them bringing some dancers perhaps on stage, them pretty much having a party, drinking, involving all the moms. And they tell me it's not just for moms. It's for moms' husbands too. They actually like the show. And they said, come if you're a mom with friends, come if you're a mom who's single, come with your husband. And by the time you leave, you'll have become part of this large community of moms in Cincinnati. And it just sounds like so much fun.
So that is the Cat and Nat Show. And that sounds like a lot of fun. That one's happening at Music Hall, you say?
That's at Music Hall too. Both of these first shows are at Music Hall in the ballroom. So there'll be very intimate experiences there. We love the ballroom, especially now that everything's been renovated. And it's just a wonderful place to go. And it's a really, really intimate space to have a night like this.
The Cat and Nat Show happening on September 25th in the Music Hall Ballroom. Rolling along into October, on Thursday, October the 18th, it's the Queens of RuPaul's Drag Race with Work the World Tour.
Work it, girl. This is a whole different kind of party. Like I said, we do a lot of very different things. And it's amazing how popular RuPaul's Drag Race has become.
Oh, yeah.
On TV. I mean, it started on the Logo Channel, I believe. Now it's on VH1. It's been around for 10 years now, and they've taken the show on the road. So a lot of the very famous drag queens from the show will be here, and it will include performances by the season 10 winner, Aquaria, runners-up from that season, Asia O'Hara, Cameron Michaels, and Eureka, the season 8 winner, Bob the Drag Queen, and veteran queens Kim Chi and Violet Tchotchke. What fun that will be. This is the official RuPaul tour. I mean, I think there are a few tours out there, but this is the official tour that's going around the country. It has played Europe to wide acclaim, sells out wherever it goes. We're the only market that's doing this in the region. The closest place to here that's doing this show is St. Louis.
Wow.
So we'll be drawing people from a lot of different cities, I'm sure, for this show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And tell me what room this one's in again?
This is in the Procter & Gamble Hall at the Aronoff Center, so it's in the big theater.
Because Music Hall just isn't big enough.
Music Hall just isn't big enough anymore. Exactly. And there's going to be a lot of energy in that room that night. It's going to be fun. The show tours not just with the drag queens, but also with four wonderful male professional dancers who probably will be scantily clad, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I just heard there's going to be some audience interaction. They may bring some people up from the audience for a special game that the drag queens will be doing. So who knows what that's going to be like?
Are people welcome to come in drag to the show?
I believe they are. In fact, I think it's probably encouraged. We'll probably see some of our wonderful local drag queens there. So we are really looking forward to this.
It's the Queens of RuPaul's Drag Race coming to town Thursday, October 18th. And then a month later, one of my favorites.
Oh, you've seen this.
I love this show.
I love this show, too.
Rock of Ages 10th anniversary tour.
Can you believe it's been 10 years? Yes. When this show first came out on Broadway, I saw it. I wasn't sure I was going to like it, but I loved this show. One reason I like this show, it's called Rock of Ages. It's really a collection of a lot of 80s rock music with a story run through it. It's a lovely love story that runs through
it. It is a good story.
But I love this show. There are a lot of jukebox musicals out there. The jukebox musical is a musical that takes a lot of existing music and pieces it together. This one has a wonderful sense of humor about itself. They break the fourth wall, the actors talk to the audience, and they kind of make fun of the show and they make fun of themselves. But what drives this show is the amazing, amazing music from the 80s and all the rock bands from the 80s, such as Journey,
White Snake,
Poison, and Twisted Sister. And it's all the songs of the show you will recognize. And it was turned into a movie a few years back with Alec Baldwin and
Juliana Huff
and Tom Cruise playing the punk rock star in it.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be horrible, and he actually
That's what
was
I
good.
Thought, but he was actually really good. He trained a lot for that show.
Yeah, he did.
But if you want to have a lot of fun, this is a show that to have really have fun at. It's a big party, and people are rocking in their seats, and the story behind it is also very sweet.
It is. And there's even a little bit of social justice.
A little social justice in it. A lot of commentary. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the show really does make fun of itself. And it's very, very funny.
That is coming to the big room at the Aronoff as well?
To the Aronoff Center and the Procter & Gamble Hall also. One night only.
And the last show you can talk about right now is a little bit Christmassy, December 5th through 7th. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, in December we move into the holidays with a new show called An Unforgettable Nat King Cole Christmas, starring Evan Tyrone Martin. And Evan Tyrone Martin is a rising star in Chicago, doing a lot of Chicago theater, has been nominated for a variety of Jeff Awards, which are Chicago's version of the Tony Award. Amazingly talented. And it's an evening of Tyrone and a combo of musicians on stage as if you're in a cabaret with Nat King Cole, hearing all of his wonderful catalog of music and also music from all the Christmas albums that he did. So it's going to be a warm, luscious, lovely evening with an amazing talent. He doesn't impersonate Nat King Cole, but he emulates him. So you really get a good sense of his essence and his warmth and his vocal stylings through this wonderfully talented actor-singer from Chicago.
And in the show, he also does tell you some of the story of Nat King Cole's life, too.
He does,
in and
yes.
around the music, doesn't he?
Yes, that's one reason he's not impersonating him. He stops and he gives you insights into who Nat King Cole was and why his music was important or where this song came from or why he did this or why he did that. So it's a little bit of history. It's a little bit of cabaret, like I said. And so you'll leave learning more about Nat King Cole than you may have known before. But mostly you're just going to sit back and just be entertained for the holidays.
All right. This is a lot of stuff, Van. So let's roll back and recap the presenting season. It begins on September 20th with the Henry Rollins Travel Slideshow Tour. And on September 25th, it's
the fun show with Kat and Nat.
The mama show.
Talking about their mom truths.
Oh, I should add that in their publicity, ladies, they invite you to come with wine and without babies.
Exactly. We'll have plenty of wine there at the ballroom.
Then in October on the 18th, in the big room in the Procter & Gamble Hall at the Aronoff, it is
RuPaul's Drag Race Work the World Tour.
Rock of Ages 10th anniversary. This wonderful musical featuring all the great music of the 1980s. That's happening one night only, November 15th.
One night only. That's right.
And as of right now, the last presentation in this series is the Christmas show.
The Christmas show, An Unforgettable Nat King Cole Christmas, starring Evan Tyrone Martin.
Downtown Cincinnati coming alive at the Aronoff with the presenting season. We'll be happy to provide you with a link with more information on each of the shows in the Cincinnati Arts Association through our website, wvxu.org. Thanks for bringing such interesting and diverse entertainment to Cincinnati.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having me today.
And when you have more shows, come on back and we'll talk about
them. We
sure
will. We always do.
Been visiting with Van Ackerman for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal.